Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I hope you are too.
Super Cup, a bunch of us to text the Aladocious.
Amen.
Pastor Leroy there?
Pastor Leroy is here. And we also got a caller. Okay, let me bring him on real quick. That way he can say hi. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. This is Ackley. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Ackley?
Oh, my name is Ethel. Ethel. E-T-H-E-L. Ethel. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Is that Pastor Kent as well?
Hi, it is.
Hello, Pastor Kent. Big fan. I'm just calling in right now just to listen to the show. If you could just keep me on, I'll chime in. I do have a question for you guys later in the show if possible, but I want you guys to keep going. I apologize.
No worries. Alrighty. Okay, well, I'm gonna mute people for Pastor Kent to give his message. Okay. Sit back and enjoy the message that Pastor Kent has brought for us today. Here we go.
Hey. How are we? Well, a little story about this message. I had it all set up earlier today, and I thought it was in my OneDrive, but old age Hopper forgot to save. And guess what? I had to redo it again. I believe this. The devil did not want this message out because of what it's about. The title of the message is today, What Does the Bible Say, Bullying? I'm sure in life, many of us, if not all of us, have been plagued by this kind of stuff. Although bullying is not a term used in biblical times, the scripture references related to the topic, such as dealing with those who treat you poorly and how to respond. Learn what advice is the example for harassment in these situations. There's reasons for a person to bully: power, popularity, payback, problems at home, pressure, prejudges. Peer pressure is a huge one, and they need help. 20%, one out of every middle-aged school, high school student reports being bullied each year, according to the National Center of Education Statistics. In our day and age, bullying was simple. You knock his butt out and the bullying stops. Today, it's not so easy because we have cyberbullying. Individuals who have experienced cyberbullying at some point in their lifetimes have more than doubled from 18% to 37%. In 2007, it was only 18%. Today, 2022, 37%. There's also sexting. Nearly 24% of teens, nearly one in four middle and high school students have been asked to send sexual explicit images. Sometimes this results in self-harm. Self-harm comes many different ways. 18% of youth report self-harm at least once. We all know about suicide. Nearly two times more are likely to attempt suicide. Two times more. 10 to 34 years of age. So don't think that because you're over 20, you're out of the woods. It's the second leading cause of death for individuals. 10 years of age to 34 years of age. That's really sad statistics. Approximately 1 in 20 adolescents experience a suicide in a single year. Now, that could be friends. It could be family. Not necessarily them. What does this entail, cyberbullying? Well, if you experience cyberbullying, you're in the mental health. It causes family problems, anxiety, depression, self-esteem, self-worth, low self-esteem, academic difficulties, delinquency, school violence, suicidal thoughts, and attempts. Approximately 1 in 5 children in the U.S. and Canada experience serious mental health concerns associated with trauma. But only 20% of them seek help. And if we go to the Old Testament, we can find Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law mandates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. When somebody's bullying you, if you feel intimidated or scared or fearful, tell somebody. Get help. Don't allow that to continue. Talk to people. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. The Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter where you go, no matter what happens to you, he knows he's there because he is omnipresent. Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repents the matter separates close friends. Don't change. Don't fall for the lies. This bully who's bullying you is being tormented for some reason. And they feel better when they get a response. If you talk to people, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, it doesn't matter. Talk to somebody, tell them what's going on. Don't suffer in silence. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Do not take it upon yourself to vengefully get back at this person. There is a time to stand up for oneself. There is a time to protect oneself. I'm sure we've all heard the old saying, you got to pick your battles. And sometimes it's better to walk away than it is to cause a problem. But remember this, the Lord hears and sees it all. Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. I'm using the English Standard Version today. There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven that are an abomination to him. Lustful eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that desires wicked plans. Feet that make haste to run to evil. A false witness who bears out lies. And one who sows discord among brothers and sisters. When you have one of these bullies, again, I can't stress enough, do not suffer alone. Tell someone. That's the Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. 1 John 2, verse 9 says, anyone who claims to be the light but hates the brother or sister is still in darkness. For years, there was issues. And I use this loosely, so please let me explain. Issues between Ken and I. However, after investigation and many hard years of looking, we found out that it was a person who sows discord among his brothers. And they're still in darkness. There's not much we can do for them. 1 John 3 and 16 says, anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. Did you hear that? If you have malice or hatred or bitterness in your heart toward a brother or sister, you just murdered them. And you know, no murderer has eternal life residing in him. You cannot harm someone else if you love the Lord. You can't. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. You can also find this in Galatians chapter 5, under the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, and slow to anger. Do not be vengeful. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Or 29, sorry. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be benefit to those who listen. Constructive criticism is okay. We all need to be set right, cast ties, set on the right path. We all need to do that. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be doing that. If we see a brother or sister being mocked or made fun of, we need to stand up for them. That's the Christian thing to do. Ephesians 6, verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness in the world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Pastor Ken, I bet you knew I was going to use that verse. You see?
What?
All we need to do. I bet you knew I was going to use that verse.
Yeah.
That we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see, if we look back in Genesis, Eve was fooled. David lusted after Bathsheba. He sent her husband to the front line so he'd die so he could marry her. This is not Christ-like. You cannot do this. Matthew 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all things or evil against you because of me. When we look at Matthew to Revelations, we can see a lot of what the Bible says about how to treat your bullies. The whole story is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right up to Romans. How Christ was treated, yes, our Messiah was bullied many times in his life. All the disciples were bullied, and thus we will be bullied too as Christians. If you open your Bible, not right now, but if you open your Bible and you read Matthew 5, verses 43 to 46, you have heard it said. You have heard that it was said, sorry, my bad, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. This is what the world teaches. Love your enemy. Hate your neighbor. Hate your enemies. Do what they do to you. Listen, though. What I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons and daughters of the Father who is in heaven. All we need to do is look at the story of our Messiah. He was beaten, spat upon, punched, whipped, nailed to a cross, and all through the ordeal. Pastor Ken, what did he say?
Yes, sir.
What did Christ say while they were persecuting him?
Forgive them, they know not what they do.
Exactly. This is why he says we need to pray for our enemies. And do you think in life I would have patched things up with Ken if I did not pray for my brother? Do you think that would have happened? Well, the rest is up to you. You can decide to take vengeance on your enemies, or you can listen to Psalms 23. Right at the end, it clarifies what I'm talking about. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thou preparest a table before mine enemies. My cup runneth over. You want to add something, Pastor Ken?
No, you're doing great there, my brother. You're doing great.
Well, you can do the benediction now, if you want, or you can have Pastor Leroy do it if he's there.
Oh, okay. Let's bring Pastor Leroy on. Pastor Leroy.
This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. I'm from the Bronx, man. What's
up? How you doing?
Pastor Ted, Pastor Kent.
Yes, sir.
How you gentlemen this evening?
I'm
doing
fine.
Great. How are you?
I'm always doing good, man. My old lady's driving me crazy. Other than that, hey, it's good. It's all good. What happened on Monday night, Pastor Ken? What happened on Monday night, man? You weren't there Monday night.
Anyway,
Pastor
Leroy,
reason,
before we get Pastor Leroy, before we get into
Monday night, I slept through. Okay, I had laid down earlier, and the next thing you know, I woke up. It was 7:30. I said, I missed the show.
That's okay,
Pastor Leroy.
I want to make sure you're okay. That's all.
You there, Pastor Leroy?
I am here, yeah.
Would you do the benediction tonight?
The benediction? Sure. Sure. Just... Come on, woman. Nah, I'm sorry about that. Lord. Be with us now to strengthen us. Please be with us now. About us to keep us. Above us to protect us, man. To go beneath us. To uphold us and before us. To direct us behind us. To keep us from straying, man. And round about us to defend us. Blessed are you, O Father, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Well, let's bring on a caller here, 111. 111, you're on the air again.
Hey, how's it going? This is Jerome from Tennessee. How you guys doing tonight?
All right. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just calling because... Pastor Kent, I actually teach a similar subject to a bunch of students at this local community college about bullying. And I was really touched by your sermon tonight.
Well, give all the praise to God above. I only do what I'm told.
Yeah, I try to teach my students about bullying and the right way to handle bullying. And I always tell my students, you know, if you're being bullying, you need to be the big man. Sometimes you just need to go grab them by the penis, jerk them off, and, you know, that'll get them to stop bullying you. You know, that's the best way to handle things. Amen.
Well, that's your opinion, and I don't agree.
Why don't you agree with that, Pastor Kent? I mean, it gets them to stop bullying real quick.
Very simple, okay? Some people don't know how to fight. And putting them in a situation like that is more dangerous for them than it is to go get somebody who knows. Tell somebody.
Agreed. And, you know, I don't want to teach my students to fight. You know, I always teach them that, love is the best source of to calm down a situation. So, you know,
You just said that. Grab them by the ball sack and really? Yeah, that's Christian, isn't it?
Pastor Kent, that's not fighting. That's showing love. You know,
no,
as Donald Trump
not.
Says,
it's
you know,
enough of that. Enough of that. And we're not going to talk about sex on the air. Let me bring up Pastor Beal. Okay.
Hi,
hey, Pastor Beal.
Amen. How is everybody today?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing stunning. I'm going to put in a plug here for a fantastic godly beverage that I'm drinking. It's called Vision Board Sour by Crosstown Brewing Company from Memphis, Tennessee. It's very delicious. What have we been talking about? I've heard nutsack when I came on here, and I think that's a little bit ungodly.
Yeah, it was ungodly. I had to cut that person off.
Was that Donnie Baby who was calling in? Or who was that? I don't know. It sounded like an African American who I might know.
I believe it was an African American. His name was Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. Oh, man. That makes me sound really racist, thinking that they all sound the same. And I know they don't. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I've noticed something really upsetting, and I wanted to make that just part of my godly sermon here. It seems that sometimes there's a lot of racism directed towards African Americans in this by certain pastors here. Like, I don't think it's given, but we got to hear them out a little bit more, I think, right? I think if we don't give them a platform to speak, people like Jerome just won't get a platform, so to speak. And it might not come from racism. I don't know. Maybe Leroy can speak more on that if he's here.
Yeah, look here, man. Hey, how you doing, Pastor Veal?
I'm doing phenomenal, Leroy.
Okay, man. I've been putting up racism since I was a little kid, man. I was a little baby in my crib. I think I told the story before. I'll tell you one more time. We had a white nanny. She looked at me and she called me a little N-word, man. Shit.
Oh, man.
I was only a little tiny baby. I remember that. It's funny. You know, you don't remember a lot of shit when you're young. Like when you're, you know, first 3-4 years of life, man. But I remember that. I remember that. So I've been putting up with it my whole life. But you know what? I want y'all to understand this. We is on every commercial, man. If you watch television, they find a way to squeeze us in any way they can, man.
Amen.
Wow, yeah.
Amen. That's cause for celebration.
What are you drinking over here, man?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Is Pastor Kent there? Is Pastor Kent on?
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm here. Hello, Kent. It's really good to talk with you again. I've really missed being on air with you and missed talking with you. And Kent, what is your opinion on racism?
It's not godly.
It is ungodly. Amen.
When in Christ's life was he ever racist toward anybody?
Can't name a time.
He even loved the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and, oh, my goodness, the prostitutes. Oh, my dear me. What a bad Christian. Not.
Well, he's the Lord's Savior. Of course he's a good Christian. Amen. We should pray for prostitutes. Christians need to remember that today. You know,
yeah.
It's the oldest profession on earth, and we need to pray for them. Amen.
Well, there's one story, or sorry, song that comes to mind by Randy Travis. Do you know what that song is?
I do not.
It's called Three Wooden Crosses.
Yeah, Three Wooden Crosses. That's a beautiful song.
Yep. And it goes right
Amen.
To the point.
Amen.
There was a
Amen.
Preacher, a teacher.
Let's bring on another caller here. I got Cobra Jeff at 585.
Hello, pastors. How's it going tonight?
Howdy.
Phenomenal. That's great to hear, everybody. You know, I got to chime in about this whole, I know we're going off tangent on subjects here about the whole racism thing. Why is it always boo-hoo-hoo for the blacks? You know, what about the racism that the blacks give the whites? You know, that's my problem. Why is it always boo-hoo-hoo the black people? you know, nowadays the whites are almost the minorities. I mean, them black people, they populate every 30 seconds, you know. There's more of them than us nowadays.
Why would you say that?
Say what?
We're just talking about racism, and you just put out a racial comment saying that all black people are, you know, sex crazed. It's wrong. You can't do that.
I'm not. Well, the same could be said for a white person, but it's the fact.
That's not what you said.
It is a proven fact that.
Okay.
That black people populate more than white people. I mean, look around how many black people are incarcerated and pop out six fucking kids and stuff like that. But I'm not trying to go on that. I'm trying to say that the whites are now the minorities, and it's just as bad as how the whites are being treated than the blacks. I'm not trying to dispute anything. I'm just stating a fact. It's the truth.
You're talking about white power.
No, I'm not part of the KKK or talking about white power. Nor did I say that the white is the superior race. All I'm stating is,
I live
in New York.
You said we're a minority.
We are, Kent. I live in New York. That is probably 70% black compared to 30% of
care.
White. Let's leave it at that, okay? And I can't tell you how many times, like, a white person is racially profiled or things like this in that matter. You know, my whole tangent is it's always a boo-hoo-hoo. You know, the blacks are always the ones being accused and we're being racist towards them. I can tell you for a fact, you know, the whites get it just as bad from the blacks. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with blacks. You know, that there's nothing wrong with them. I'm not saying that.
Pastor
no.
Leroy,
I think you're getting the wrong
use your voice.
What is this, man? What is this? Look here, man. Look here. You remember George Floyd, man? We all remember George Floyd, right? He was one of my friends. The man was innocent. He wasn't doing drugs. He was a good, hard-working black man. He was straight. Just because he did a little bit of crying because he didn't want to get in the car. What happens, man? The white cop holds down his neck and kills him, man.
That was wrong. It was wrong. A little too much force, but he should have listened to what the cop said. That's the problem with the blacks. They don't listen. Every time they get pulled over, it's because they're being racially profiled. It's the truth.
Oh,
it's the truth. You know, look at any video of a black person being pulled over. Instead of listening to the cop and saying, okay, officer, here you go, they got to be a smart ass, and they give the reason the cop to do what they got to do. Just listen to the cop. It would happen to a white person, too. If I were to get pulled over and be a douche to the officer, I would expect to be dragged out and have their knee put on my neck. It's how you act is how you get treated, in my opinion. I know many black people that are respectful, but if you act up, you, of course, you're going to be profiled a certain way. Leroy, you have to agree with that.
You know, let me say this, man.
And I respect you a lot, Leroy, Pastor Leroy. I respect your teachings, and I respect you.
I'm going to leave it where it's at. This is a godly show. So I'm going to leave it where it's at. I don't want to upset Pastor Kent or Pastor Kent or Pastor Veal. So I'm going to leave it where it's at, man.
All right.
Next subject, let's move on from the whole the racial thing. This is a godly show. All I wanted to state is, Pastor Kent, your sermon was very good. The whole bullying thing, and I agree with you 100%. I enjoyed it, and let's move on.
All right. Well, we got another caller here from 111. Let me bring him on. Here we go, 111. You're on the air.
Okay,
enough of that. Okay. Okay, we got some more 111. 111. 111. Okay, 111.
A lot of echo calls tonight.
Yeah, I noticed this. 111.
Doesn't seem like
okay.
An echo call.
111.
Hi, this is Pants Shitter. How are you guys tonight?
All right. How you doing there, Pants Shitter?
I'm doing well. I liked the sermon, Pastor Kent. It was very nice. There's quite a few bullies, but I'm not going to name them. So anyway, I'd like to be left on the phone so I can chime in every once in a while if that'd be okay.
Amen. But could you please refer to yourself as Pants Esser, please? We don't like to cuss on this show. Amen.
How about Soiler? I'd like that one.
I like Soiler, too. Let's do that.
Okay, I could go for that.
Amen. Amen. I approve that
wholeheartedly.
So, Pants Soiler, how is your day-to-day? Do you find Christ in any particular way?
I was on my knees praying this morning and thanking God for another beautiful day. Amen.
Did he shoot at you?
Oh, he sure did.
Amen. That's always a great thing. You know, I tell my
this is a godly caller. This man is a godly man. Is this
he is a godly man. I tell my parish all the time, you know, my father operated a breacher's buoy on the coast of California, and if you don't know what those are, it's basically a cannon that shoots a line out to ships that are stranded on the rocks. It shoots a rope out to them. And I like to think of Jesus as being that sort of rope shooter. He fires his cannon to us, and it's up to us to grab the rope. And we have to grab it in any possible way that we can. Some people don't face it, and they drown. They drown in sin. And we pray for those people. Amen. But I'm glad that you've chosen to take the rope.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Amen. Got to reach out and grab it.
Yes. It's yours for God's love is yours for the taking. Amen.
Do you think Jesus was a fan of Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
I don't think he was a fan of either because they both didn't exist during his time.
But Jesus
sacramental
was
line, I think.
But that's the thing. Jesus is still around us, so he's around today. So do you think he's a fan of Coca-Cola or Pepsi? I would say more of a Pepsi man.
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer this question. Pastor Ken or Kent, can you?
About what? Jesus drinking Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
Yes.
You can't. Jesus is still around, and you guys have to admit that. You know, he walks among us every day.
Well, personally, I don't think Jesus would drink either one.
Sacramental wine is what I would say he likes.
Do you think Jesus could turn water into Pepsi? He turned water into wine, so why not water into Pepsi? He could make a fortune.
Well, God is all powerful, so I don't see why not. But that's not the point of today's show.
Agreed. We got to stop beating around the bush and just keep it on subject. You're right.
Amen. I believe the sermon I missed it, unfortunately. But Pastor Kent, it was on bullying, correct?
Yes.
Amen. Pants Esser, have you ever been bullied in your life? Sorry, Pants Defecator. Or Jeff, have you ever been bullied in your life, Jeff?
I have. surprisingly, yes, I have been bullied in my life. You know, it's been many, many years. But yes, I was bullied at a younger age. When I was younger, I was very, very skinny. Before my once my metabolism ended and halted, you know, I was very skinny, and I was always bullied for being very skinny, and it was very hurtful.
What things would they say to you?
Well, unfortunately, Pastor, it's a godly show, and I don't want to say some of the things, but you know, they call me like Skinny Mini, Skinny F. .. anorexic, B-I-T-C-A, many hurtful names, and it was very it was very hurtful, and that was one of the reasons why I joined the military, and you know, bulked up and everything. It was not to get bullied anymore. Once
Amen.
I did that, then the bullying did stop, and you know, even to this day, you know, I pride myself in not being a bully. I could never say a mean thing about anybody else. You know, I try to be nice to everybody. I don't think I have a mean bone in my body.
Amen. And those bullies, they paid for your salary. Can I get an amen?
I was bullied in the chat room today.
Pantester, tell me about your bullying experience.
There was a gentleman by the name of Tony Farrar, and he kept calling me an idiot, and it made me very sad, and it made me cry a little bit. I think I cried a little bit. If I recall.
Well, I think that's pretty
Doug good. Was very rude to me and kept talking down to me.
I once knew a man who was bullied because they weren't allowed to use a microwave or use a stove. And I feel really bad for that person. They were bullied. You know, there was times that
tell
this
me about
person
this,
would, well, this person would actually I kind of feel bad because this person was kind of mentally handicapped, and they weren't allowed to use a microwave. They would Grubhub, Burger King, and other fast food restaurants, and they had a really deep fascination about trains for some reason, and this person was bullied very often. I believe the last thing I found out was this person was bullied so much that actually jumped in front of a train and unfortunately ended their life. And
terrible.
I kind of feel bad.
That's terrible. And there's many
it is. And you know,
I
just wish someone
issue.
Was around to prevent that from happening.
Tony Farrar is still bullying me. I'm still crying.
Well, can't Soiler, maybe you can take solace in my story that I was bullied once too, not by Mr. Tony Farrar, who I know to be a good individual, but in elementary school, I was bullied heavily as a young child, you know. The reason why I was bullied was I was weak, I was scrawny, and I also suffer with irritable bowel syndrome. I don't know if many people know this. Another Blog Talk radio show host. And there was one day where I was on the playground sliding down the slide, and unfortunately my IBS acted up as I was going down the slide, and another kid went down after me and got really messy for my mistake. And you know those elementary school kids, they do not let that thing go. They will call you names until you graduate high school, essentially. It's absurd. But, you know, there was a moment in time where a lot of them, there was a school outing on a Catalina boat or one of those double-hulled boats, right, and sailing right by the shore, and a storm suddenly went up. And my dad had to shoot ropes to all of those, you know, we were freshmen in high school at that point in time. My dad had to shoot ropes to all those freshmen and get them to safety, and it was hard for them to pick up on it. A lot of them slipped, fell into the water, you know, but I managed to overcome that bullying and them calling me cuckoo boy, and fecal, things like that, and
ungodly.
I was able to become a pastor in a very phenomenal church and help people, and that's you know, why I've set out to help people. Amen. Pastor Kent, have you ever had experiences with bullies?
No, not at all.
When
never.
I was a kid, yeah, no. I had experience with bullies. Okay, but you know, they all went away.
And Pastor Kent said he's never had any experience with bullies.
I'm being silly. Of course, I did.
They're always around, and how do you deal with that?
I think any human being has had at least once in their life that they've been bullied of some sort.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, amen. I got to bring on another caller here. Let's bring on Doug.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Doug, how
are
you
doing? Good. How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, Doug.
Hey, what happened to your show, man? Why does it turn into this joke fest? Huh?
I don't know what's going on.
There's no joking going on in my life.
You got a pig on the line there? You got a pig on the line, too?
Okay, stop all the background noise now. Doug is talking.
It's a pig.
Amen. Be respectful to Doug.
Yeah. So how you feeling, Kevin?
Doug,
pretty good.
He himself, he was bullying me earlier.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good now.
That's good.
Man,
I'm
there's a bunch of 111 callers. Oh, my God. We got about six of them.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Okay, let's see. 111.
Hello.
You're
good
on
evening,
air.
Pastor Ken. Hey, Kenny. This
hey,
is Mike.
How you doing? Hey, Mike.
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in real quick and let you know GRM is rocking. The show is fantastic lately. I love it that Kent is on here and Leroy and Veal and just everybody. You've got it going great. The show's fantastic. Also, wanted to comment on Doug. He sounds great, and I think he's sober. I believe him. And the reason he told
really.
Me that Doug's in a support group called Sex Without Partners. Can you tell us about that?
You're full of crap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
you said you're
making
you
up
all lies.
What
did
you say?
You refuse to go to AA, but you're in a support group called Sex Without Partners. Is that what you put in the email we saw? No, I mean, I thought that
you're
that's why you're doing so well.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm talking to you. You sound great. You're sober. You're in your new support group. And, you know, but you also said that your cat's penis tastes very bitter lately. So I'm confused whether you're godly or sober. I don't know why you made that comment earlier that was disturbing, and this is a godly show, but other than that, you sound sober, you're doing good, and keep up the good work, Doug.
Okay, thank you. I can't reply to that because you're just making up bullshit.
Well, I don't know.
Excuse my French.
Where's Pastor Leroy? Because I believe you made some racial comments earlier, too. Can we get Leroy or Veal to chime in? And
Leroy's a white guy, and I know who he is. Yeah.
I think you need godly guidance.
Uh-huh.
You need guidance.
Okay. I know who he is.
Stop being a bully. Stop being a bully.
Yeah, you're being a bully to Leroy now.
That ain't bullying.
Denying his speaking racial background.
Yo,
you know what facts
man?
Are?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Who is this guy?
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Who the hell is Barry?
He's drunk.
Who is he?
What's wrong with this? Who is this guy?
He's a drunkard.
This is a co-stop.
At least they don't shit in my pants. I pardon the French again.
It's okay. We know you got problems too there.
Okay, well, this is like ridiculous, so I just wanted to see how Ken was doing. And I'm glad he's feeling well, so.
Thank you,
guys. And the rest of you guys, I don't really care.
Okay,
because
bye.
You're just a bunch of bullies.
Okay, bye.
And you know you are.
Bully. You're a bully.
Yeah, you're the
Doug,
bully.
Doug, I am not bullying anybody. I'm trying to be godly here and give people guidance, and you're sitting here calling people not black and being racist and rude, and I think Pastor
How is that racist?
Well, you're denying
they think he's intoxicated.
How about you guys call me a pedophile and all that? But that's not, nothing's wrong with that, right?
Pastor
then when
Leroy
I tell you that guy is not black and I know who he is, you tell me I'm being racist. I can prove it.
You are being, oh, prove it.
And Mr. Leroy knows it. I don't hear him defending himself.
You know what? You there?
You know what? You know what? I don't have to defend myself for nothing, man. I know who
I
am.
Yeah, man. That's right, man. Because you can't, man. Because you know I know who you are, man.
He has no idea. This guy don't know anything. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we got some more 111 callers. Let me bring another one on. 111. You're on here.
Hello, this is Peachy.
Oh,
hello, Peachy. How are you?
Peachy. My name is Peachy.
Oh, Peachy, how
are
you doing?
I'm going to see the same.
This Peachy Loco. This Peachy Loco.
Can you hang up on Doug, please, Pastor Ken?
Local.
Yeah, can you please hang up on Doug?
Go ahead, hang up on me.
Yes, please.
The boys can't take the heat. Can't
we
take the heat, can you, bully boys? When someone bullies you back, you can't take the heat. Can you, boy?
You're a bully.
Can you, boy?
You're
bully. Why don't you go shit your pants or something?
Why are you bullying?
And then make a name, make your name pants shooter. That's so impressive.
I'm crying.
Bully boy. My name's Leroy.
Why are you making me cry?
Ken, I don't think Doug is sober right now. Could
Pastor
you please...
Veal is hanging in the veal closet again.
Oh, can
and
you
And here
see
I want him to be the Pope.
Fun Doug.
Poor veal Pope.
Okay. All righty. Well, we got some more calls here. 111.
Hi.
Hey, Johnny Longfeather. How you doing?
It's me, Ashley. Hi.
Yeah, sure it is.
Up on hi, Pastor Ken. It's me, Ashley.
You sure sound a lot like Johnny Longfeather.
No, it's not me. It's Ashley. I'm calling to tell you that I've been bullied a lot lately.
Oh, yes.
Doug, could you please let Ashley speak? We have a woman on a godly show, and we're trying to talk to her. Doug, please, if
what
you,
are you
could gonna just
shoot
hold back
some ropes?
That would be great.
You got some ropes to shoot?
You know,
probably
I think
not, because you're
stop.
So dehydrated, you probably couldn't shoot a friggin' spurt of anything.
Hi,
you got no ropes.
You, stop,
you can't
Doug.
Even shoot a spurt because you're so dehydrated.
Doug, I'm not
chop.
Talking about that.
It's how do you think, Doug?
No,
how do you like that?
I'm talking to you right now.
Oh,
no,
you friggin' bullies.
Hi.
Oh, you can't bully a bully.
Hey, let me bring back Pastor Kent. Somehow or another, you must have
can
got
you,
dropped.
Hang up on 814.
Pastor Kent, did you get dropped?
Yeah, you were going to hang up on Doug, and you hung up on me.
I didn't hang
yeah,
up
Doug
on anybody. I didn't hang up on anybody. That's weird.
Can I tell the story about being bullied, please? Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Thank you. Well, I've been bullied a lot lately, you know, and I can't take it anymore. This community is so divided, it needs to stop. You know, Pants Cooper, you've been bullying me quite a bit, Lockett. Doug, can you please shut the hell up, please? No one likes you.
Just
Hi.
Admit you, Johnny Longfeather. Admit it.
It's not Johnny. I can
Doug,
tell you that you don't
to admit it to you.
Can you please hang up on 814, please? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Can we have a
Doug
pass?
Drunk.
Before,
Hi. I may be retarded,
Hi.
But you're a dumbass.
Hi. How
can
are you?
Can you please hang up on 814?
I'll just call
the
back. Yeah,
hang up on anybody.
Okay, I'll shut up.
I mean,
okay.
This is Cobra Jeff on the other line. Yeah, you gotta do something with Doug. You don't have to hang up with him. Can you mute him? He's being very disrespectful to Leroy and to everybody else. You know, it's not a good thing. You know, I believe Pastor Kent said it the best, that Doug sounds drunk.
How about
and
you were cutting into me the whole damn show in the chat
room? Nobody was cutting into you.
Uh-huh. Now
cutting
I can't
you.
Defend myself.
Well, if you were to say something that was
nasal
worth
boy.
Shit, you know, no one would cut into you, but you're just sitting there drunk rambling.
Hello,
trying
to. This is Albert Jeff. Hello,
Pastor, we are here
yeah.
to give
oh,
God
yeah.
permission.
We can mess
Doug,
with
you
all day, but don't mess with us because we can't do it.
You can mess with me all you want, buddy. Good luck with that one.
Doug's drunk.
Pastors, Leroy, Pastor Ken, we're here to give godly advice. And there's arguments over trivial things going on in the background. And it's
especially
like
shooting ropes that you can't shoot because you're too dehydrated
so
to have a dribble come out.
What is it? Dehydration has to do with shooting ropes.
Oh, fake pastors get bullied bad. Don't they?
Stop being disrespectful to a pastor.
Yes, they do.
Being disrespectful to a pastor. Shame on you.
Amen.
Hey, Kenny, I have a question. I've kind of always wondered, you know.
Hey,
Ken,
this is Jeff Colbert here. Hey, Pat Ken, I got a question.
You know, Doug, if I ever saw you, I would fucking beat the living shit out of you. You know that, bud?
Oh,
do you realize it?
You think
you
would,
I'll be a bully. Now I will be a bully.
You think
you
would.
You want to bring a bully out? I'll be a bully to you, bud. Everybody else will sit there and take it. I ain't going to take nothing from you.
Let me tell you something, pal. You ain't got a chance.
Against you?
Yeah. That's right.
Hold on. There's godly comedy.
Bring it, big boy.
You know, the last person
wow,
that
this
tries
is,
to start
this is like
with
awesome.
Me. Here we go.
Can we please hang up on
814? You're the most fake motherfuckers I ever talked to.
Kenny, this has got to stop, buddy. You have like six callers on here that want to talk
Jeff,
to you.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, you, the fake guy. Yeah, you, Jeff, the little fake guy. Uh-huh. You coming to get me?
I don't need to come
I'll
anywhere.
I'll be waiting for you.
Here we go.
814.
I'm waiting.
Doug,
for
why are you drunk?
Probably why.
Why are you so drunk?
This is the way I am.
You are
drunk,
very drunk.
It's a lot worse.
God, I thought Ashley was a dumbass.
I know a pastor who can help with Douglas's addiction.
You can't
addiction.
Help with nothing, you liar.
And that pastor
can help
being disrespectful.
You
pastor
guys
Ken,
ruined Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent's show, and that's all you do. That's the only reason
you're there. You're the one
who
came in here and started being disrespectful to everybody.
Yeah, we were having godly conversations before this happened, and we were talking about bullying, and we were on topic. Pastor Kent, you have addiction experience.
I wonder why he was talking about bullying. Is it maybe because you're all bullies, you think?
No.
Or can't you
you're
think?
You're the one who's been acting like a bully this entire time.
Oh,
you're
yeah, really?
Pastor Leroy.
Yeah, you've been talking over people. You've been yelling at people.
His name
ain't
Leroy.
People.
even making sexual innuendo comments about my ministry standing.
Moralize. Bring
your
up
mind
more
is
lies.
In the gutter. You know, I think
100% true.
Just bring up more lies.
Well, here's one for you. I heard Doug's daughter got monkeypox on Martin Luther King Boulevard from one of her many customers.
Oh,
oh that's
wow. Man, that's so hurtful.
And Doug is going to pour beer on her.
Oh,
Doug's
geez.
Trying to pour beer on those
oh,
monkeypox. But that's
and
not
I'm the bad
work.
Guy, right? I'm the bad guy, and you're saying that to me, right? Oh, that's so hurtful. I'm crying. I'm crying right now.
See, you're being disrespectful.
I'm crying
again.
For your
so
salvation, boy.
None of us lie.
Because you're
going to
need
it. About you.
Trust me.
I
you'll get
so
what's
Doug
coming
true
to
that you.
You
diddled your daughter, Doug?
What?
Ken, this is getting very ungodly.
See, now you're going there. You're telling me I'm a bully,
Ken.
And you're accusing me of that.
Well, you want to bully, you know.
Fucking
you're
retard.
Bullying everybody, so
here,
let me
get back into character now. Hey, this is Cobra Jeff. I have to get back in character now.
What character?
I'm a
Cobra
mechanic.
Jeff is Cobra Jeff.
I change spark plugs. Yeah, I change spark plugs. And tires.
What do you do?
I
clean toilets,
tires.
You fuck?
You coming to get me?
You coming to get... What are you, the fucking boogeyman?
All right. Yeah,
well,
okay, listen, guys. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in. Okay? I'm just going to die here any minute. So I'm going to say good night. God bless you. And see you tomorrow night. God bless.
Stay well, Ken. Amen.
Doug has ruined everything
fuck
as
you,
usual.
Boy.
Doug has
good job,
ruined
the show. Just like you ruined your marriage
Doug
and